something for the weekend. Good morning, it is Trina Mara here. And the big question this week, are Irish men ready for makeup? Well, Daniel Gray reckons they are. Good morning, Danny. How are you doing? Is it Daniel or Danny?
Good. Danny, that's absolutely fine. Thanks for having me on.
No problem at all. So you've created a makeup that is especially for men.
Correct, yeah. So created a brand to be designed for a male audience.
So this is a brand which is called War Paint, and it's going to be available in Arnott's and in Brown Thomas. You never really think about men wearing makeup, and I was looking at some of the tutorials and some of the videos that you have up there. These are regular guys. They're not even kind of guys working in the media. They're plumbers, they're electricians, and they're all talking about how they kind of suffered from low self-esteem because of maybe blemishes on their face or acne, that kind of thing. So this is where the idea came about.
Correct, yeah. So I've been making makeup for 20 years. The benefit for me is huge. So I just wanted to give that for other men. I think we've seen a huge explosion in men's grooming over the last 10, 15 years. If you say about guys moisturising 15 years ago, they would say you're absolutely mad. Now, a lot of guys, the most majority of guys moisturise, but they don't moisturise to make them live another 10 years. They moisturise because it evens out their skin and it makes them feel better, gives them more confidence. So for me, the next step, the next evolution of that is using a bit of makeup to cover up scars, blemishes, dark under eyes for confidence. That's all it's about.
So what kind of products do you have then? I mean, are we talking about the works here? Are we talking about, we're not talking eyeliner and lipstick and all that kind of thing, are we?
No.
So no, okay.
Really, a simple product in a simple way. It's about evening out your skin tone. So simple foundation, tinted moisturiser, a concealer, a little bit of bronzer with your anti-shine. Real simple products. Another thing, other thing for me, I want to really simplify. So I think a lot of guys are worried that it's very complicated. And you know, I've taught myself, I'm not a makeup artist. So I just wanted to get that across. Like, this could be a 5-minute routine to even out your skin tone and give you that confidence.
Well, actually, we have Derek Carberry is a makeup artist who comes on the show a lot. He does a lot of kind of wedding makeup and that. And he was saying the amount of times he'd be doing a bride's makeup, the father of the bride might pop in and say, is there any chance you could do something with the redness in my skin? And they put a bit of concealer on and they feel like $1 million afterwards, you know?
Do you know what? I don't think that men have to wear makeup. You know, this isn't new. Men have been wearing makeup for years, but for underground, you know, stealing her of a half or doing a bit of a wedding. And it's almost like men have been wearing makeup in the 18th, 17th century every day. And I just think in the last 20 years, it's been marketed so 30, 40, 50, it's been marketed so heavily towards women. Men have got the mindset, well, I can't use that. Just use a bit of product, see the power and the impact it can have on you and give you confidence. Women don't wear makeup for other people. They wear it for themselves to give them the confidence. And it's exactly the same.
I suppose years ago, Danny, there was no kind of moisturisers or even creams for men, and that market is huge now as well. So how have all your friends and everyone reacted to this now? It's a very different kind of a job, isn't it? Like launching a makeup range for men. Risky too, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, risky. I risked everything, you know. I remortgaged my house, sold my cars, everything too, because I wanted to create my own makeup, not just redesign another brand. But honestly, I have to think to myself every day that this is all happening, you know. We're launching all over the world, and if you want to use it, use it. If you don't use it. But just let's give men a choice, to give them a tool to help them with their confidence. Men are getting their hair cut every 4 weeks now instead of every 6 weeks. Men are wearing, go out fashion shopping, buying nice clothes. Why can they not use something on their face to cover up something they might be conscious about? That's all I want to do with this brand.
Yeah, well, I guess you've done all your market research before you got to this point. Now that you're in Brown Thomas, you're in Arnott's as well. There clearly is demand for it. Is there going to be a stand or is it just online it's going to be available?
Just currently, it's online.
Okay.
The current situation, but as soon as back fully up and running, we'll have a stand in both. It's ready to buy online.
Do you think the men would be embarrassed about going to a stand, though? That's the only thing. Like, women love going and getting the makeup done. Yeah.
But I think men have always done that. If you want to buy a bit of makeup, you have to walk into a women's section in a women's department store, fashion store, go to a women's counter and ask for makeup. As soon as we put this in the men's section and make it available for men, like we saw when we launched in John Lewis, the first ever men's makeup counter in the world, the amount of traction we got and people buying product was incredible. And that's what I'm trying to do with this, to just make it normal and make guys confident in going into retail and buying the product.
Well, the best of luck. I really hope it works out for you, because you know it is such a risky chance to take, I suppose, with something so new like this and remortgaging your house and everything. They're always the best stories there, aren't they, when they work out? And it is called War Paint, available online at arnotts.ie and brownthomas.com. The best of luck now, Danny. Thanks a million for taking our call today.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it. Cheers.
No problem. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.